from our point of view, we're small, we're premium, we've a lot of loyal followers. I don't think they're going to be as price sensitive. They'll just have to pay a premium in the US if they want a Crawley whiskey. The other thing in my thinking is that the European Union will tariff all American drinks equally. So I think of the opportunity that we'll have, they won't be drinking bourbon or any American products in Europe, so it gives us a much better chance to sell Crawley whiskey to the premium buyers throughout Europe. So, but overall, my thinking is it's going to be damaging, really. It's going to be damaging to any producer. It's going to cause hassle, and it's going to be disruptive. But I'm not particularly... I think it's a matter of weather and the storm. I can't see the overall this tariff regime lasting too long, because it's going to really... it never lasted, and it's not going to last for a long term. So ride the storm and see what happens, David.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, Conor, you made, in terms of, I guess it was maybe one positive you're trying to drag out the situation, where that if EU do hit the US back on tariffs, well, then there's an opportunity there, I guess, for Irish whiskey to make more inroads into Europe. But just in general of these potential tariffs coming from the US, that it does pose a risk to jobs, to businesses, to investments in your sector, in your industry. And I guess, I don't know whether it's to come from the Irish government or maybe the EU, but would it be something you'd be interested to see maybe protections put in place to kind of just protect what is currently there in the sector?
I suppose we all love protections. I suppose from a small producer in West Donegal, protections would be lovely, because we haven't got the massive financial backing of the big guys. But yeah, it would be good, but I don't know, I'm not so sure will it happen. We just have to really ride the storm ourselves. I suppose from Crawley's perspective, we don't, I would say maybe 10% of our sales to American premium drinkers, and I don't think we'll lose them all, but I would be, if we lose 20% of them, so be it. But most of the purchasers, if they want Crawley, they'll just have to pay the tariff. Alternatively, look at, can we get 20% more of the Europeans that are loyal bourbon drinkers to start drinking Crawley? So I suppose it's like any tariff. Does it really benefit the States or Europe or whiskey producers in the States? Whiskey generally, it's bad for everybody.